Many pundits were surprised at the intensity and closeness of the race, which wasn't called for Governor Hickenlooper until more than 12 hours after polls closed.
We want to thank Colorado. Thank you, Colorado. We owe it all to you.
Hickenlooper gave his victory speech at the state capitol early Wednesday morning. He says he's proud he ran a positive campaign, and he plans to continue governing from the middle.
Now is especially the time not to be complacent, not the time to kind of sit back and relax, right? Not to dwell on the wedge issues that too often divide us. It's that opportunity to come together as a state and seize this momentum that we have.
But momentum was clearly on the side of Republicans during the midterm election, and this was the toughest challenge of Hickenlooper's political career. Democratic Speaker of the House Mark Ferrandino, who was term limited, says the governor had to face some difficult decisions in his first term, such as when he temporarily delayed the execution of a convicted murderer.
When you're looking at the death penalty and Nathan Dunlap, he's taken some courageous stands on those areas and from personal, personal belief system, and I applaud him for that, but it's been tough.
During his tenure as governor, Hickenlooper contended with tragedies such as the Aurora Theater shooting and the state's most devastating wildfires and floods. But those issues didn't define the race. It was marked by public safety and the death penalty, which Bob Beaupre brought up in several of his debates with the governor.
My intention still is to raise a serious question about John Hickenlooper's failed record on public safety.
Others thought the stricter gun laws Democrats passed and the governor signed also played into the tight race. John Krueger is a Denver attorney. He grew up near Steamboat Springs, and his family has a cattle ranch in Craig.
There's a lot of gun owners out there, especially in the Western Slope, and it's a Second Amendment right, and I do own a gun and things like that. And I respected what Hickenlooper did. I thought it was the right thing to do. I just heard a lot of rumblings from the family and from different parts of the state that this might cost him.
Many political observers saw the race as a referendum on Hickenlooper and Democrats rather than support for Beaupre. Colorado State political science professor Kyle Saunders says this was one race the GOP wasn't able to capitalize on an anti-democratic and anti-incumbent mood.
He did survive what was a very, very strong Republican effort nationally. And I think that says a lot about his qualities as a candidate. It says a lot about his moderation. I think it plays very well in the purple state of Colorado.
In the end, Hickenlooper says the close victory won't change how he governs over the next 4 years, but some supporters hope it will, including Pete Maysmith, who is the executive director of Conservation Colorado.
I do think that there were some people that felt like he hadn't exhibited a strong leadership hand on a couple of key issues, and I would put the environment right up there.
Maysmith says many environmentalists feel Hickenlooper is too closely tied to the oil and gas industry, and he hopes during a second term, the governor prioritizes the environment.
I think that's something he needs to grab to point to hold on to and say, I need to use environmental issues as a real guiding light, and I need to do more there because those are the folks that helped me actually pull this thing out.
One issue that's sure to come up next legislative session is fracking. The governor created a task force to recommend ways to mitigate impacts to homeowners while still allowing drilling to take place. Hickenlooper says no one party has a lock on all the answers, and he looks forward to working with state lawmakers on the issue. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.